Joe Manchin, far-left should elect more liberals to ram through $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. By Wendell Hasebo on September 30, 2021. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, on Thursday confirmed to reporters his top-line number for the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package is $1.5 trillion. During the media powwow, Manchin said the far left should elect more liberals if they want a more radical package with a price larger than $1.5 trillion. When a PBS reporter asked Manchin what he thinks about that possibly of tanking the infrastructure deal, Manchin replied that is the House's decision. That's their decision, he stated. Manchin's press conference comes after a signed promise between Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Manchin was leaked, which revealed the reconciliation package would only cost $1.5 trillion, not the $3.5 trillion President Biden proposed and the number House Democrats are demanding. Senator Manchin does not guarantee that he will vote for the final reconciliation legislation if it exceeds the conditions outlined in this agreement, the paper says, marking the deal down to Manchin's demands. The signed document also notes debate on the reconciliation package will begin no later than October 1. Manchin's public statement confirms the worst fears for the Radical Democrat Party, which wanted assurances Manchin would vote for a $3.5 trillion package before the House would approve the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, and her 94-member Congressional Progressive Caucus have repeatedly told House members to block the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill up for a vote Thursday to maintain their leverage over Biden's agenda. "I will not be able to support that, and neither will the majority of our members," Jayapal told CNN's Wolf Blitzer on Tuesday evening. With Manchin's latest statement, it is unlikely the vote will occur Thursday on the bipartisan bill, further throwing the Democrat Party into a tizzy. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.